Right, Supreme's there and Baby Love. Okay, now, you want to smell a smell in the studio. It smells delicious. Got some great smells going on in here. Now, answer me a question. How many local food companies do you know that come with a stamp of approval from that great doyen of British cooking, Delia Smith? Well, our next guest, Stratford-based company, does just that. Tapas in a Box. The proprietor, Alistair Middleton, is here in the studio and he's going to tell us all about it. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and share what smells like scrummy stuff with us.
It's a great pleasure.
Now, how long have you been involved with what you're doing now?
Well, we started the business in the middle of last year. We'd been planning it for about a year ahead of ahead of that, but we went live in August, in fact.
What gave you the idea?
Well, my wife, Anna, is Spanish, so we have
a
family in Spain, and we were sitting one night at dinner in Spain, looking out over the sea and thinking, you know, let's make something of this.
Yes.
My brother-in-law's a farmer out on the west coast of Spain. He raises pigs and all sorts of other things. And we thought, you know, let's bring some of this variety and this taste and this just the fun of tapas into the UK. So that's our mission, if you
like. So whereabouts do you go to in Spain? Where is your wife from?
My wife's originally from Cordoba, but the family now live in Malaga, in and around Malaga.
Okay.
So we have our food, if you like, separates into two sets. The food that you can see over there, the hams, the almonds.
Let me explain here because it's radio, so I better tell everyone at home. What Alistair's brought in I've got choices here, but I've got a board laid out beautifully. I mean, the whole thing about this is very simple food, beautifully presented, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
This is the thing, and we've got some cheese here, some roasted almonds. We've got, is that Spanish omelette? Is that the
Yes, that's a tortilla.
Tortilla.
With a little bit of chorizo, sliced chorizo on top of it.
And then some lovely ham.
And some cheese with quince jelly. Membrillo is what it's called in Spain.
Right,
it's a lovely combination.
I was going to ask you what that is. And then is that, what's that there, the far end?
Those are sweet pickles on sticks. They're called banderillas.
Banderillas. And the ham in between?
The jamón, that's from up in the...
Jamón, love it.
That's raised and cured way, way up in the Sierra Nevada near Granada, where they have absolutely perfect conditions for curing meats.
Yes. So I remember my first trip up there I'm very old, it was a long time ago, and going to the Alhambra. Very early in the morning because people that I went with knew people who got in before everybody was in there. It was absolutely one of the most stunning experiences.
It's a sublime spot,
isn't it?
That's a really good idea. Either very early in the morning or in winter, actually. In winter, it's perfect. Mm. Really a beautiful
that tinkling
time.
Water and those magnificent mosaics and just the smell of the orange blossom and all of that. Oh,
it's a marvellous spot.
Fantastic.
Well, that jamón comes from very close to there, just on the other side of the summit of the mountain. And the other part of our food is hot dishes cooked to recipes that come from my wife's family, and some of which we've brought, which are things like meatballs, croquetas, gambas, so prawns in garlic, pisto, which is a lovely roast vegetable stew, chorizo en vino, which is really sort of full of flavour. Those are all cooked here in Warwickshire. They're cooked by our chef, Damon Corrie, in Snitterfield. He's got a full professional operation in Snitterfield, and he prepares those dishes for us.
Right.
So what we do is we group all these foods together and we distribute them all around the country.
Mm.
So
it's not just local, it's countrywide.
It's countrywide, yeah.
Fantastic.
We have a lot of local customers, but we also distribute countrywide. So there's food from Snitterfield going all around the country, Aberdeen, Kent, Devon, Manchester, you name it.
From España via Snitterfield.
Exactly. So, and you picked on it immediately, that sort of variety and the informality of tapas seems to be very attractive to people because yes. you see people using our tapas for birthday parties, for family gatherings. Mm. We even had a hen party recently, which sounded great. And of course, over New Year, when people wanted a break from a very formal,
yes.
big, heavy
meal. Where people
just format.
Come in and out as
yeah.
well.
And of course, like a tapas bar, the most distinctive thing about a tapas bar is the noise of people talking and enjoying
yes.
themselves. And this format seems to encourage that sort of relaxation and.
Definitely.
You know, people
and
enjoying themselves more.
There's such a variety of tastes.
Yeah.
You know, you're bound to have something there that will appeal to all of your guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think that variety really does appeal to people.
Mm.
So,
How come Delia Smith got involved to give you this accolade?
Well, it's actually Delia Smith's website, Delia Online. They heard about us, asked us for a sample, and wrote a terrific review of our products. They tasted them, they loved them, and were really very, you know, warm, enthusiastic, and encouraging about what we were doing. So that was terrific. Really
I'm
good.
Tasting now. This tortilla is fantastic.
Oh, great. I'm glad you like
lovely.
It.
Lovely. One of my favourite. I've tried 100 times to cook it myself, and I never get it the way I used to have it in Spain.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I hope you're going to get a chance to
absolutely.
Sample some of the other food here. But,
let me tell you, the vultures are gathering.
Yep.
Actually, Jeff, our sports guy, isn't in, I don't think, today, or he would have been, you know, and Nav, maybe Nav might not, but usually we have a gathering outside.
I did ask your producer, and she hasn't had her lunch yet, so
I hope
she'll enjoy it too.
Certainly will. So, tapas in a box, that infers that, you know, you create the whole thing. So for example, if I said to you, if I rang you up and said, right, I've got 10 people coming around tonight.
Yeah.
You could suggest, you know, a selection and that would be it.
We can do it two ways. We've got two standard selections, a medium box and a large box. The medium caters for 4 to 6 people, the large box for 6 to 8. But we have a lot of people who are asking us, saying, you know, I'm having a party for 20 people, 30 people. And for those sorts of groups, we will put something special together.
Mm.
So we can do both. We can either go with a standard, very easy to order, easy to get off the website, tapasinabox.com, and we can put special selections together as well for special events.
So the hot food, presumably that comes just to warm up, ready to warm up, is it?
Absolutely. It arrives frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on your previous theme of actually making life a little bit easier for the person,
yes.
the host or the hostess, it arrives really just to go straight into the oven for the appropriate time for the dish and comes out hot, ready to eat.
Brilliant.
And the cold dishes, the meats, the cheese and so forth, they're ready pretty much to lay out exactly as we've done there on the board. So, you know, it shouldn't be more than, say, 20 minutes, half an hour preparation to
fabulous.
Get 10, 15 dishes out in front of your guests.
Yes. I mean, the thing is now that so many people now travel so much, don't they?
Yeah.
That they expect the variety that we get when we go abroad.
Yeah.
The interesting slant on food, and the taste. It's always the stronger taste. There's a lot of stuff here, you know, the traditional party food in inverted commas. There's a lot of bland stuff in there. Whereas this is small dishes, each with exquisite individual tastes.
Yeah, exactly. That's completely true. We saw that over Christmas and New Year. We actually had people saying to us, I want to put a variety of different dishes and foods and flavours in front of my guests. You know, I want an alternative to, you know, the normal cocktail food selection.
So we've got three dishes here,
yeah.
Three hot dishes. Go through those for me and tell me what's there.
What we have is the meatballs here that are in a really rich kind of tomato-y and wine sauce.
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah, they're actually our top seller.
Yes, I bet.
The albondigas. Everybody seems to love those. Here we have croquetas de pollo. So those are chicken croquetas, which are really crunchy and tasty and good. And here, this is slightly different, is a roast vegetable stew with courgettes, aubergines, tomatoes.
I'm having to stretch over the desk. I had to take my headphones off then so I could get over to taste of one of the croquetas de pollo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So chicken, like you wouldn't get it in the chicken thing that you might be thinking of with three letters.
Handmade in very small batches. Handmade in Snitterfield. Cooked for you this morning.
Aren't I a lucky girl? Oh, this is gorgeous. What's in this? It's got... Oh, it's lovely. Yeah,
there's some spices. You know, there's the chicken, clearly, flour. You know, it's a... And a little bit of ham as well, just to put a little extra flavour and colour into it.
It's a lovely crunchy coating as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they are my personal favourites. Mm. The croquetas, because as you say, and the vegetable stew here, the pisto manchego, is a lovely contrast with the crunchiness of the croquetas and the sort of weight and flavour of the meatballs. Mm. And then there are 10 other dishes that we couldn't bring them all here today.
Oh, no. I appreciate that.
And when the customer is selecting their box online, they can actually perm their preferred selection of dishes on the website, so they get exactly what they want.
It's a great idea. It's a really good idea because, you know, as I say, lots of people are familiar with tapas now. There are tapas bars that are sort of cropping up all over the place. But to have it in the home... It's so convenient, isn't it? It just makes life easy.
Yeah, and that convenience is important to us, that the authenticity of these products, you know, those hams, those the sausage, and those all come from a part of our family. It was a very small factory near Granada, very small fabrica, where they make all of these products by hand. So it's a mixture of convenience, but authenticity and quality as well. And what you say about tapas is exactly right. People are familiar with the idea of tapas. We thought at first, let's just bring in hams and cheeses, but we wanted to get the full kind of life of the experience and the warmth of a real tapas experience in Spain. And I hope that's what we've achieved. You know?
I think you have. I've got a mouthful of cheese now. Did you say that was quince jelly?
Yeah.
It's little slices of quince jelly on top of a slice of cheese. What's the cheese?
It's a manchego style cheese. We can't call it manchego because it's not actually made in La Mancha, but absolutely the same hard ewe's milk cheese made again in Andalusia.
Lovely combination, isn't it? The quince and that cheese.
It does. And another thing that the Spanish do that is, again, sounds a bit odd, but is really tasty, is they will sometimes just put a strip of honey down the centre of the cheese.
Yes.
And you get that same contrast. It sounds a bit odd, but believe me, it is amazingly tasty. Beautiful.
Well, Alistair Middleton, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a
bringing
pleasure.
Your tapas in the box for us to share. We're going to dig in. We're going to dig in after 1 o'clock. And, you know, if you want to know more about Alistair's business, then please contact us and we will direct you to how to get in touch with him. And I'm telling you now, the food is absolutely... What I've managed to taste so far is delicious, and I'm sure the rest is. Small dishes, beautifully intense tastes, beautifully presented. As a hostess or a host, you couldn't ask for more. Thank you, Alistair.
It was a great pleasure.